is Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Well, until we receive official notification from higher up, there is no authorization to take offers for any of our programs through the Farm Service Agency, but especially the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. Even though the CRP was included in the programs designated to be administered through the extension of the 2008 Farm Bill, there will likely be revised forms, etc., that will be used for future enrollments. So until these forms are approved and printed and distributed, for now we just have to sit back and wait. We'll keep you posted as the sign-up start dates become known to us, and get that word out to you just as soon as we can. Today I'd like to talk about FSA's farm loan programs. So if you are a producer that has maybe been considering having a career in production agriculture, or if you're considering expanding your existing operation or looking at options to diversify your farm income, FSA provides lending opportunities for farmers to enter this production agriculture and to finance specialized operations or maintain their farming operations following an economic or weather-related disaster. FSA does have a unique blend of programs offering a variety of financing options, attractive interest rates, and a consultative lending relationship with their loan officers. Our loan officers do provide a fresh perspective and alternatives and creative ways to grow your business. We can help you coordinate resources and tailor a financial solution that works for unique lending situations. FSA has direct and guaranteed loans both available to meet your lending needs and specializes in loans for beginning farmers and disaster recovery, operational financing, and farm ownership. They also specialize in farm planning and counseling, supervised credit and assistance through the life of your loan, sustained financial planning services, and lending for niche markets and alternative crops. As I mentioned just a moment ago, FSA has programs to assist beginning farmers with their financing needs. And these are loans that are included for annual operating expenses, for machinery and livestock purchases, or to purchase or make improvements to real estate. FSA's beginning farmer programs offer attractive interest rates and extended repayment terms, and this will assist in operations meeting their cash flow needs, at least during the early stages of their business cycle. For loan program purposes, FSA does define a beginning farmer as a person who has materially or substantially participated in the operation of a farm, but has not operated a farm for more than 10 years. Also, in addition, for real estate loans, a beginning farmer must not own land in excess of 30% of the county's medium-sized farm or average-sized farm, and must have materially participated in the operation of that farm for a minimum of 3 years. Additional program information about our loans, our loan applications, and other materials are available at your local FSA offices. Producers in Audubon County may contact us here in Audubon at 712-563-4261, extension 2, or they may contact the FSA office in Guthrie Center at 641-332-2640. Producers in Cass County may call the Atlantic office at 712-243-1377, extension 2. If you have any interest in any of these loans from operating to beginning farmer, please give your FSA office a call and let us see if we can't help you. A reminder again today to remember that changes have been made about issuing the 1099s for the 2012 crop year. 1099s will not be issued any longer for payments that are under $600, and this would include if you were receiving payments from multiple counties. If you have any questions about this IRS change, just give your FSA office a call. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Let's enjoy the warmer weather right now, and happy January.